And finally, a soccer club in South Korea has issued an apology after they were accused of placing sex dolls in the empty stands of a game. And it was pretty embarrassing for the guy who proposed to one on the Jumbotron.
Lo. Come in!
Please!
Cowboy! Rock my dancing!
All right, Lou. It's time to talk about the no fans potential for the new NFL season. Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, it won't be a problem for some teams.
Bears stand to lose $166 million in revenue. Having no fans in the stands will allow the television viewing audience to fully appreciate the game's impacts, Lou. These guys go through a series of car crashes every Sunday. Now we'll be able to hear the screeching tires and smash bumpers, Lou.
So they're copying the XFL.
Basically, they're thinking of a sideline mic as well.
Yep. All right. Learning from the XFL. Way to go. Shield.
The shield. One pundit said that the NFL coaches swear too much and say too much vile shit for them to put a mic on them.
Oh, well, I didn't realize now we have snowflakes as football fans.
Let's put it on a 5-second delay, Lou. According to WindyCity.com, Lou, the worst moves that the Bears made in the offseason, number one, trading 2 fourth-round picks for Nick Foles. You agree with that one?
Oh, so we're going current.
Current.
Current?
Yes.
You know what? Nick Foles has proven, and the only thing proven with the Bears is they can't draft. So I think it's great. They didn't have to draft. They didn't make a bad move. They took the expertise out of the game right away. That's a great move for them. Great move.
Number two, Lou, not adding a capable running back. Are the Bears' year of running backs over?
You mean since Rashan Salaam?
Rashan Salaam.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, hey, everybody's an armchair quarterback. I'd like to know what happened to Cohen last year.
How about Jordan Howard?
Howard was gone. Yeah. They want to trade it away. Once again, another example of the Bears' fine personnel changes that they make.
Number three, Lou, they addressed the O-line too late in the draft. That goes back to your draft comment.
Yeah. The Bears personnel sucks. Just put it that way. Whoever picks their teams, you know, they're better off just putting names in a freaking hat and pulling them out.
Tell us how you really feel, Lou. Number four, they drafted tight end Cole Schmidt too high, too soon, to Notre Dame.
I feel sorry for Cole. Sorry, Cole.
So, Lou, Eli Manning has joined Twitter. That's right. After 3 days, he has 300,000 followers. They all want to hear what Eli has to say.
Are they good followers or snappy followers?
We'll see.
Is it glad you're gone, or what do you think of this?
His slogan, Lou, is once a giant, always a giant, only a giant.
His brother can't say that about the Colts.
That's right. He was watching Brother Peyton play in the Pro-Am on Sunday and tweeted, pro tip, maybe aim for the green parts. Bird. He needed some sap for that bird.
I don't know. Peyton started out with some birdies right off the bat. The guy that really sucked was
Brady.
Yeah, the douchebag quarterback from Tampa Bay. Who was that?
Still on top.
All right. Well, you know, Eli may have his Twitter, but there's Kyle Long's Twitter. That's right.
Will somebody please tweet Eli and ask him who his replacement is?
Lou wants to know.
Lou has collapsed on his homework two weeks in a row. Now, So Kyle on 523 said, land is grittier than a mug in CVA. That was his first one. Versus this one, Lou, apples grow on trees and move out. So which one? Which tweet of the week?
Roll another one, Kyle. I'm going with the apples.
Apples, Lou! And finally, he put a video on Twitter saying he's figured the Bears out. When Mitch Trubisky is called Mitchell, he was good in season one. But when he was called Mitch last year, he stunk. So what do you think of that theory from Kyle Long?
He may be onto something.
All right.
Maybe onto something. I wonder how Kyle feels about the Ditka sweater that Mitch wore when the first year two of his greatness. Yes.
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 All right, Lou, the power rankings of the week, your favorite. If you had to power rank the following pieces of fruit. Pieces of fruit, Lou.
Pieces of fruit. As a piece of orange?
Or no, well, apple, pear, peach, banana, and orange. Lou, those five. What's number five?
Apples, peaches,
pears, banana, orange.
Wow, I'm going to go with the banana.
Banana is number five, Lou. I would have caught you for a banana guy. Apple, pear, peach, and orange left. Number four.
Pear.
Number three, apple, peach, and orange.
Number three, apple, peach, and orange. God, I got to tell you, I'm going to go apple.
Woo!
Wow.
So between the orange and the peach, which is Lou's favorite fruit?
Well, my favorite fruit between the orange and the peach would be the orange, so I would mark the peach next.
Number two, orange, you glad.
Number two is peach.
Oh, number, as I said.
My favorite was between.
I said, orange, you glad to meet me.
We went to different schools together, I know.
Your question of the week, always based on Kyle Long's Twitter. What is the grittiest thing you can eat and still survive?
Grits.
Doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Wait a minute, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Did you walk to school or carry a lunch?
I carried a lunch. We did not have a cafeteria.
Ah, that's it.
Catholic school,
right.
Lou. Catholic school.
I forgot Indiana. That's right.
Okay. Catholic school, Lou. They don't have fancy.
We're not going to feed our students.
So did you have
take their mind off their studies.
Did you have a lunch lady, Lou?
Many. Multiple.
Multiple lunch ladies.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite?
Oh, by far, Mrs. G.
Mrs. G.
Oh, yeah, she would blow that whistle in the lunchroom. No one messed with her.
I see a whole new episode coming.
yeah.
I was wrong. It doesn't get any better than that.
It was 2 cents a carton.
That's your catchphrase out.
That's an outstanding week.
And go, Bears! 2 cents of milk. This is a commish, inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Dummy Fan Service. When you need some fake fans in the stands, see Lou at the Sovereign. 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou Dummies you!